The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network. Entertain you here.
What do you hear? What do you say? It's your boy Gino Guts. You know, I think it's the last time I'm going to say that. I'm a little sick of saying it's your boy. It's kind of like overdone. I don't like it anymore. Not like anybody remembers. John, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, bro?
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been some time.
We're worse than... You see, I blame Haggerty. I blame Mark Haggerty and the Shining Wizards.
Why?
Because we need structure. We need, like, a schedule. We need to be put on... Hey, I need this by this.
Right.
Do it. And we were.
We need to be forced to do it.
Right. Yeah. Not this whole...
Otherwise, we'll do it here. Maybe next week.
And we're going to pull back the curtain a little bit.
Fucking we'll do it the week after.
I mean, not for nothing. How do we start doing this today? You called me up. I happened to be sitting in traffic passing your house.
Right.
And I was like, I don't have a guest. We really don't have anything to talk about. It's been a little bit. I don't know if they remember us, so fuck it.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
So this,
let's do it anyway.
Here's what we're going to do. This is going to be we're not taking a break.
We're going for record breaking here.
We're not taking a break. I'm not plugging anybody. You can all go fuck yourselves. I could care less if any of you make money.
We don't get paid for this.
I'm not doing CPA. He can shove it up his ass. Mike Malero, I haven't heard my name mentioned on the Big Guys podcast yet. So you're out this week. Who's our guest?
We got to my right over here, to your left.
Right.
We have nobody.
Not a soul. Nobody.
And then to my left, to your right.
Right.
We also have nobody.
Big empty chair. Big empty
chair. A whole lot of nobody.
Whole lot of nobodies interviewing actually nobody.
But the weird thing is that this was probably, not probably. This is the biggest week in wrestling.
Yeah, it should have been like our special.
Right.
We should have had like an award show. We should have had multiple guests. The Shiny Wizards, they had multiple guests.
Right.
The Jersey Shitties, I didn't mean to say shitty. The Jersey City Boys, High Spots, they had something big. They were in New Orleans for WrestleMania.
It's the biggest time of the year.
You know what it was though?
What is it?
We didn't want to take their spotlight.
Oh, right.
We're being good people by...
Let them shine.
Letting them shine. Because, yeah. You know, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
That's right.
What are we going to talk about? Oh, wait. I made you watch... Dude, and on top of it, I made you watch WrestleMania.
Yes, you did.
So we can talk about it the next day.
I was forced to watch WrestleMania. Almost the whole thing.
In my defense, I had a long weekend. I had a wedding Saturday night.
Right.
I drank a lot. I don't drink a lot anymore.
That's right.
I drank a lot.
Man, you were cranky.
More than usual?
Yeah, more than usual.
And it was funny because I invited more people over than I would normally like to see.
I think that's why you were cranky.
Why did I do that?
I'm not really sure.
Why did I invite anybody over?
It was still a good time, though.
Yeah.
A lot of good matches.
I
was entertained.
Well, okay, as a non-wrestling fan, not knowing any stories, I mean, you would think that, you know, you would pick up, you know, but nothing. You still got
something.
What do you remember about the show? Let's.
The thing that sticks out to me the most, looking back now, would have to be Ronda Rousey.
And you could say it because we all know it. What did you think?
I thought she did an incredible job.
That's right. She did an incredible. The baddest woman on the planet.
Awesome.
She proved why she's the baddest woman on the planet.
And before she came out, I was abusing her because every time she spoke, up until she actually came out and started wrestling, when she speaks, I cringe. It's just like, it doesn't come natural to her.
She's not a talker. She's an athlete.
Well, like, can we, like, and I mentioned it that day. I'm like, can we make her kind of like a Kane character or Undertaker?
Or a Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar. Just don't talk. Just kick ass.
Yeah, I mean, that's what she's going to have to do. I mean, that's the one thing people don't give her any credit for. How many anybody are doing anything in the world on their first day of work?
Right. How many Kid Rocks, how many Donald Trumps come to WWE
No. You're not grasping my thing here.
Go ahead.
On your first day of work at any job ever.
Oh, right.
So you're a running back. Your first game ever, you're starting at running back in the Super Bowl.
In the bigs.
Your first game of pitching, you're starting game one, game seven on the mound.
Even my first day at work.
Your first day at work. You're like a moron. Where's the coffee? Right. I don't want to go in the break room. I don't know anybody.
Right. Yeah.
And her first day at work was in front of 78,000 people live. Half of them saying she's a bum because she got her ass kicked in UFC and now she's, you know, she's not going to, you know, be good over here because Raw hasn't been really done any well. So, like, she has her doubters. She has her haters. Right. She's always had haters because, you know, people like to hate her, which is probably why I love her.
Yeah.
And she fucking did great. First day of work.
Killed it. Absolutely killed it.
So, yeah, she did.
I was very impressed. That definitely stuck out to me a lot.
The only problem is now we're kind of expecting big things out of her.
Yes, that's true.
So it's like, is she going to have that kind of match with some of the other girls on the roster when it's just one-on-one?
She's going to have to take it easy on the girls. God damn it. She picked up Triple H like he was...
She was intense.
That was nuts.
She was intense.
That was nuts.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
That
was a deadlift.
She tossed him around. No problem.
Crazy.
And you didn't see Raw the next night.
No, I didn't. I didn't watch that.
Stephanie came out and she apologized. We'll make friends. Rhonda came out and, you know, she smiled and she gave her a hug. And then, like, the Terminator look came on her face. Like, nah, bitch. And... She took her arm and she flipped her over and then she just kind of played with her. Like, she just held it there, like, gave like a little evil smirk and then just proceeded to look like she was ripping it out of her socket. Like, I'm sure she didn't, you know, destroy her boss, but it looked like she destroyed her boss.
Who was the idiot that we were with that was saying that she kept going to that move, like, and they called that move dumb? Like, why is she doing that move?
That's the armbar?
Yeah.
Who's calling it dumb?
Somebody that we're watching it with.
Yeah, Jamie, the Roots.
Oh, the Roots.
You had KC Navarro.
Like, dude, that was her signature move in the UFC.
You had his Virgil.
Where she breaks their friggin' arm off.
But you know what? Not for nothing.
And we actually saw that.
They
her
might.
Breaking people's arms.
The only thing I might have had with it is... They used it. She should have only went for it once. She went for it too many times because if you
leave a finisher as a finisher,
especially her, because in the UFC,
right?
If you get an armbar slapped on you,
done.
It 2 seconds, your lights are out.
True.
In wrestling, if Alberto Del Rio puts the armbar on, you fight out of it. Right. See work, you know. But you've already seen her.
But it's a Rousey armbar, and then...
And then on top of it, it's Stephanie McMahon, who's not...
She's not a professional UFC fighter.
Right, so...
Who, by the way, have had their arms broken off.
So she shouldn't be able to clasp her hands, and Ronda not, in reality, be able to break that.
You're right. You're right.
That's my only whatever, but it's nitpicking because
that's nothing. It's right.
She did fucking amazing. What did you think of her gear? Did you see her come out?
Yeah.
What did you wear? Because I don't think you remember.
She wore a Rowdy shirt, a white T-shirt.
Right.
That said Rowdy.
Uh huh.
And like kind of like in Hulk Hogan letters.
No.
Was it a jean jacket?
Nope. Nah.
Jean
Hulk
shorts.
Hogan letters, huh? Jean shorts.
Yeah, I mean, they were yellow.
Were you watching John Cena's match? What are you talking about?
What was she wearing then?
What wrestler used to be called Rowdy?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not expecting. I'm not expecting yeah, because I don't believe you when you say yeah.
Ron Rowdy.
Rowdy.
Ron.
Nope.
Rod.
Uh-huh.
Piper.
Yay! There you go.
Rowdy Rod Piper.
So basically, she came out in Rowdy Piper. He's, you know, the white T-shirt that said Rowdy on it.
Yes.
But she wore like a sports bra. She had the black leather jacket. Rowdy always wore a black leather jacket.
Ah.
And then she had the kilt skirt on that Piper wore because...
She did have a kilt? Yes.
Well,
did.
Here's the deal. She basically... It's kind of like when you... On Halloween, and you have two costumes for females. You have... I can be a nurse, or I can be...
We don't call them costumes.
I'm not. This is a you literally heard me say the word Halloween.
Sorry.
You're going to get me upset now. So you go into the store.
Yeah.
And you're a female. You're vaguely attractive. Your body's looking nice.
Right.
You can either become the nurse, or you can become the slutty nurse.
The slutty nurse.
So basically, it's the same outfit with the shorter skirt and whatever. So she went shopping. She saw two, you know, outfits in the store. She saw the Rowdy Piper outfit, and then she saw the slutty Piper outfit with the short skirt. And glad she went with it.
Good choice.
Yeah. If we were to do a tomato of the week, which we're not because we're not doing jack shit.
That's right.
It would be Rowdy, Ronda, Rousey. That's what it would be. But it's not because it's we didn't.
We,
so
we got nothing.
Yeah, up your ass.
No. So other fights are the surprises.
There weren't really any surprises.
I wasn't really surprised Undertaker came out.
What'd you think about that match? What, do you remember what
it was we, quick.
Remember what we called a quick match? A quick one-sided match? Do you remember?
Yikes.
Remember. Nope. Zucchini in English.
No, eggplant. Zucchini in English.
Squash. Hey, so it's a squash match.
Got it.
Hey, I should have let you through 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. He had it, folks. But yeah, Taker came out and squashed Super Cena.
Yeah.
What gives?
I'm pretty sure that's Fan Cena.
Fancy, right? Because he was sitting in the crowd the whole. And did you see when he didn't realize the camera was on him and he was just kind of being a douche to some guy that came up to him?
You know what? I kind of missed it. I wish we would have went back and saw that. You said that.
He was like, I was like, he's just like, why are you bothering me? And then like, the camera goes, oh man, yeah, I'm here at Mania. Woo!
Yeah, I'll sign that, bro.
Yeah, bro. Woo! Shut the fuck up,
dick.
What did you think of?
But that was a good. That was a good quick match. But obviously, I think that leaves
Taker looked
more
good.
He did,
but he's wrestling again. They're having what are they having? The biggest Royal Rumble ever. Should I have a poll?
Yeah.
Sidetracked. The biggest Royal Rumble ever. 50 competitors.
50.
50.
What's the size of the rink on this one?
Of the what? Are you watching hockey now?
Ring.
Did you see my Golden Knights win the first playoff game?
I did actually.
Did you see the beginning of it, though? The whole ceremony?
Yeah, medieval times. I feel like I was watching medieval times.
I had more of a Game of Thrones feel, but, you know, what do you know?
All right, okay, but...
It was awesome. There was a ring of fire on the ice, and then the Golden Knight dude came in, and then he came in and he killed the Los Angeles Kings guy.
Right.
And they carted his body off the ice.
That is totally your team right there.
Unfortunately, there was a hockey game after it, but that was awesome.
It was a good game.
It was a great game.
It was?
I didn't watch it. I watched the highlights.
I did.
Yeah.
I watched first period.
LVK for life.
10 o'clock's too late.
How the hell did I get there? Help me.
We're talking about... Ah, shit. Might have to pause and go back.
No pausing.
We're going straight through.
Are we going to get deleted again?
Undertaker fighting another fight.
All right, hold on with that. Did you set the thing? Like, are we going to self-destruct?
I extended the timeout. Let me see how far I extended.
Yeah, because every time we do this, we record for an hour.
I didn't extend it that far out.
So how long do we gotten before this self-destructs?
I can't even tell you.
Holy shit, we're going to self-destruct.
I mean, should I stop and save now and then?
No.
It out?
Living Dangerous. How long do you think we have?
10 minutes.
For real?
Yeah.
This is going to be the shortest podcast ever.
Okay.
Unless we should...
Like I said, I could just stop at any time and just save it and then extend it out.
Like, you want to stop like right now?
Yeah, I could do that if you want me to.
All right, but let's pretend like we're not stopping.
All right, so what are we talking about?
What we're talking about is The Undertaker... And how this podcast might wind up being as long as that match. So, oh, no, we weren't. In Saudi Arabia, they're going there. I don't know when. Google it.
Okay.
Not you, them. They're going and they're doing the 50-man Royal Rumble.
Oh, right. Yes.
Ask me what the prize is.
What is the prize?
There's no prize. There's no reason
to fight.
To fight. To win this there's fight. There's no either. Reason. There's,
you don't face anybody. There, you don't win a belt.
As of
you
right,
don't win a trophy.
As of right now, if this was me and this was legit and you asked me to be in it and you told me Ugats, I don't think I'm gonna make it that day. It's just there's no legitimate reason to
unless you pay me.
Oh yeah, that's my job, and you pay me to do that. Right. That is a valid point.
There you go. But for the fans,
they're in Saudi Arabia though. Like, who gives a fuck? Is that wrong?
I guess the women can drive to the sport now.
No, they're not even. The last time they went, they had to. You know how like Alexa Bliss is like the greatest looking female on the planet.
Yes,
they have to wear like.
They gotta cover themselves.
Yeah.
Out of respect. Yeah. But the women can drive over there now, is what I was saying.
Who cares? How fast can a camel go?
Two,
maybe 3 kilometers.
Well, if the more humps they got, you know.
Who, the camel or the women?
Touche.
But.
Any other fights that you want to talk about?
Yeah.
WrestleMania?
No. Hold on. I'm still on this Saudi thing.
Oh, okay.
You know Rusev?
Yes.
He came out with the dude that was singing?
Yes.
He's wrestling The Undertaker in a casket match.
Really?
Yes.
What's Undertaker doing, man? He's not done. He was sitting home bored. He's like, God damn it, I miss it.
He looked good. Not for nothing. It's probably going to be another short, one-sided match. If I needed a word for a short, one-sided match.
A quickie.
It would be a quickie. What's?
I guess you call it a squash.
Oh, there you go.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
There you go. What did I say the other day? I was so happy that you got. Oh, I know what we can talk about. WrestleMania. Rousey's the best. Lesnar still won the title. That'd be pretty interesting to see Lesnar walk out into an octagon with Paul Heyman and that big red belt, no? How do you think? I think that would make every UFC fan hate his guts.
Who? Lesnar?
Lesnar. Because he's going to the UFC.
Yes.
He signed another deal with WWE.
Right.
But he's going to fight for UFC. And currently, he's still the
champion. So not to lose that belt and still go to
UFC? I think it would be super cool.
For
my side.
Little crossover.
Who said that that would work?
I feel like I did.
Interesting.
Were you?
It wasn't me. I still don't think it would work.
Was it me?
It was you. Was it you?
I thought. I don't think we ever talked about it on the podcast.
Was it dude?
In conversation. Yeah.
Well, fuck him. He's wrong then.
Nah.
No, I think it was you.
It was me.
Yeah. But I disagree with you, so we didn't talk about it.
I was talking about the UFC and the WWE doing a merger, which current events, well, I guess by the time this podcast comes out, maybe tomorrow. Last week. Yeah, good point. Last week, that whole thing that went down with...
That's what it was.
Yeah.
I said the whole thing was a work.
Yeah.
And you understood what I meant.
Yeah. That's what impressed you. Yes. I gotcha. All right.
Now, even though you understood what it... what's your take on it? Do you...
The whole Conor McGregor thing we're talking about right now.
We're on McGregor now.
We never said it.
Crazy little man.
We were saying.
Oh.
I thought that was incredible.
Incredible show. Incredible stupidity for he can do something that dumb and get arrested for
it. I think that when he threw the, was it the garbage pail?
I think it was a guardrail.
The guardrail, that was impressive, dude.
It's not that impressive.
Well, you told me that.
Some guardrails are light and some guardrails are stupid heavy. Obviously, that was not stupid heavy.
For show, that I guess they placed a nice light one there for him.
Like the ones.
Because I really think it was all a show.
The ones you see in New York, like, you know, with the NYPD.
Yes.
Those are massive.
Right.
The ones we had taken off the ring truck. I can carry 2 at one time.
Nice and light.
And I think McGregor might be slightly stronger than I am. So tossing one of those really wouldn't be that
very
big of an
possible.
Issue. But it is metal and it would go through a window.
But
so.
Talking about when he threw the garbage pail at the bus, I don't think
still a guardrail.
No, he could, but.
He threw a garbage pail too?
Yeah.
What went through the window? I thought the guardrail went through the window.
No, the garbage pail. And I don't think that he thought that the glass was going to break or the people on the bus.
Yeah. No,
so that kind of got them by a little surprise.
My theory is it was... I'm going to throw more things at you here. It's a worked shoot. So people involved know it's not real. But some people you, most people, like, you know, 2 out of 10 people know that what was going on.
Or maybe more people.
But recording. I'm just, you know, breaking it down for you here.
Yeah.
I think he's a little and he took it too far.
Okay.
I don't think they expected what happened to go that far, like him actually physically hurting somebody.
Right.
So what are you going to do? Like, but he got arrested.
I don't think he really hurt anybody, though.
Then he sliced somebody's face open.
That cut, like...
Enough. I've never seen... Have you seen photos or anything?
It was such a small cut.
Yeah, so they might be overhyping it,
You didn't watch the same-day video that came out of UFC?
No.
It was like a documentary.
Oh, and then wasn't he on ESPN, like, the next morning?
And Dana White was on ESPN the next morning. Oh, and guess who was at the WrestleMania?
I think it was Dana White.
Yeah,
weird.
Very weird. Interesting.
And it just so happens
taking a page right out of the WWE playbook.
And it just so happens that McGregor and Mayweather are having a UFC fight.
Oh, you see this?
Or an MMA fight.
Yeah, but it's like modified rules.
Right. They were only allowed to basically hug and punch.
Right.
So it's boxing. In an octagon.
In an octagon, exactly.
With lighter gloves.
Dumb.
But that's fake, too.
So can they grapple?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be super interesting.
Me neither.
I mean, when you're watching the boxing match, you're expecting a boxing match. So that was entertaining. When I'm watching a UFC fight, I'm not expecting a boxing match.
No, but
so,
expecting a bloodbath.
Right, and you're not going to get that.
Exactly, yeah.
But...
It's just dumb.
Oh, and then what I was going to say is he got arrested, right? Oh, it's got to be really got arrested.
Right, exactly.
Fucking he gets celebrity arrested. Did you see him walking out of the police station in handcuffs?
No, I didn't see that.
He did his stupid chin in the air, chest out, power strut, in handcuffs.
Right.
With, like, stop it.
All for show.
Stop it.
All for show. Amazing. They did an amazing job. It got everybody talking, and well done.
Vince McMahon's a genius.
Well done. Yeah, you know what? He's probably the one that wrote that script.
Dana went, and he said, Vince, what do I do? I'll tell you what we do.
I think Conor McGregor went to Vince and said, what should I do?
And then Vince was like,
you know what? Throw a fucking garbage pail through the fucking window.
Hey, watch what I can get this dumb Mick to do. Yeah, throw it through the window. No, that'll be better. Don't tell him. Yeah. We'll own him in about 6 months. Yeah, and then watch.
The fuck should I do?
And then in McGregor's first WrestleMania match, Triple H will tap him out. That's right, you little bitch.
That was a work. Totally.
Yeah, there you go.
Entertaining and well done.
Are you looking forward to McGregor and Mayweather?
No.
Yeah.
No, but I think that's set up with McGregor and the guy that was on the bus.
Right, but and who cares?
I don't even know the guy's fucking name because I'm not a fan. But
who cares?
I want to watch that fight now.
Who cares?
Just because he went fucking crazy on him.
Yeah, right.
Why not?
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, you sold me.
There you
I'm
go.
Sold. That's all it is, right?
That is all.
It's a promo.
No, it was. Yeah, it was.
That was a fucking promo.
Yeah, you're right.
But whatever. What else we got?
What else? There was
the other match, Daniel Bryan. What'd you think about that?
It was his first match back, and it was cool.
You still got it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was...
Are you concerned for him, ever?
It's not my... I don't give a fuck.
It's not you, right?
It's not my place to be concerned.
I was talking to someone, like, I kind of feel bad for the guy. Like, he...
He's of sound body and mind. He's doing it. Exactly. He's got a baby girl at home. He's got a wife. Like,
it's a choice.
He's making a decision if he's going to wind up like Christopher Reeve blowing into a straw that one walking down the street. Like,
it's
that's
choice.
His choice.
Or another concussion and just, become a vegetable.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. Maybe it wasn't as serious. Maybe WWE was just being super overcautious, which, could
That's
be one
a good
of those.
Thing, and
it,
I don't want to get sued. And
it could be one of those things where he was cleared a year ago, and they went, "All right, give us a year.
Right.
We'll test you then.
Yes.
Then you're cleared.
Right.
It's like when I had swine flu. The first time I student taught, I got swine flu. I've never been sicker in my life. It's like having the flu, mono, and it was just, you're literally sweating while you're freezing.
Oh, my
it doesn't
God,
make any sense.
So
it was bad. But you had, in order to get back into school,
right,
you had to be disease-free. I don't know if it was a week or 2 weeks. So it's like, all right, school, I'm cleared to come back. I'm healthy today. Okay, good. Come talk to me in a week right. when you've been healthy for a week.
Yeah.
So I think it was something like that on a
Which
larger
very,
scale.
Well, that's smart. I like that.
No, yeah. I mean,
I hate when fucking people come into work sick. That drives me.
Especially
nuts.
At school. Like,
and I'm not that guy that at work where somebody keeps taking off. I'm like, oh, this fucking person. You know those types of people that just talk shit about somebody that's always out?
No, oh, yeah.
Like, just fucking mind your own fucking business.
It's,
they got
their
days.
Page, yeah.
It's like, fuck you. They got the days. They want to take it, they take it. Yeah. It's not yours. When you fucking take it, I'm going to talk shit about you too now.
I never call out. I'm that asshole. I will go in on my deathbed and let my boss send me home, but I'm going in.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm an asshole.
You're that guy.
I am that guy.
Oh, don't, please. I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
That's annoying.
But like,
then you get the other people sick. I get sick. Like, get the fuck out of here.
It's not my problem. Up your ass.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
But Daniel Bryan, I mean,
he looked good. He's not.
He's an impressive wrestler, man.
He is no longer the general manager of SmackDown, though.
No.
Paige retired on Monday because of her injury.
Right.
Very, very emotional send off. She's a kid. She's young.
Yeah. Yeah,
but she has a neck injury.
Right.
So
don't want to fuck with that.
Yeah, no. They try. She came back.
Yeah.
She got kicked in the back, and then like half her body went numb. They're like, yeah, no, you're done.
Wow.
But she came out on Tuesday, and she's now the general manager of SmackDown.
Oh.
So at least she's still around. You still get to check her out because, you know.
A little eye candy.
Yeah. And she's, you know, she got a press. She's been, she.
They had such a close-up of her.
Oh,
like one of the cuts.
When they were advertising the movie?
Yeah, a little too fucking close.
I think that might have been the point. I don't know. It was creepy.
Like, you could see the layers of makeup on her.
Well, yeah. With HD. Made a good TV.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch that movie?
No.
I'm going to watch it.
What is it? Is it going into movies or is it like on Netflix?
I don't know.
If it's on Netflix, then maybe I'll give it a shot.
The Rock is producing it, and I don't know if you know, but he's kind of got some pull in Hollywood.
He does.
So
he does.
It might make movie.
I mean,
theaters.
That one part did look pretty funny. So
yeah, where the part with him in it.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he's probably not in any of the rest of the
Fuck,
movie.
Dude.
It's like they always show you the. You know what the new thing these fucking kids are doing that fucking drives me goddamn crazy?
Goddamn millennials!
I fucking hate them. You know, technically, like, we fall into that category, but fuck you.
You don't.
You know, I don't?
No.
Oh, good.
I made it by a year.
Oh, good. Fuck them. Because if I did, I'd use their own fucking things against them. I'd be like, you know what? I don't identify with you. You guys do it. I can do it, too.
Right.
I don't identify with you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So kiss my ass, you piece of shit, technology-loving millennial, goddammit.
Soft-ass bitch.
Yeah.
Motherfucker sensitive.
Why am I mad at them?
Fucking sensitive.
Because...
What do they do?
I don't know. I was, you know how you fall down into that YouTube rabbit hole?
Yep.
So, I don't know if the people out in TV land know this. I know it's not a television. Doesn't matter. I identify my podcast with TV land. So, kiss my ass. If I ever make a mistake, I'm not admitting that I'm wrong. I'm just identifying with my mistake. So, up your ass, millennials. So I came across, I have this thing with Freddy Krueger, you know, I don't know if they know.
Yeah.
Slightly obsessed with him.
Oh, I remember this.
I bitched about this already?
Yeah. No, not in the show, but to me, in real life.
So I'm watching something or whatever. So like when I was a kid, I liked Freddy Krueger because I watched it at a really young age, which might contribute to like how fucked up my mind is. But my theory was... If I make friends with Freddy Krueger, he won't kill me, But in turn, I have to turn in my friends and take them to him. So
I like that.
It's
a good concept.
So I guess as a six-year-old,
I do not want to be friends with
you. I basically made a deal with the devil. So, So these dipshit millennials with too much free time, I can't afford to buy a house. Go get a job and stop playing on your computer, asshole. Right.
Stop making fake movies.
Oh, so they it's not a fake movie. They made a 3-minute fake trailer. And I'm like, and it was good. Like, it looked cool. Like, it was kind of new. Like, it was not, like, updated.
Yes.
What's the word? Is there,
Updated sounds good.
Yeah, we're going to go with updated. But it was updated, but it was still true to, like, the original. But they weren't claiming that it was the original Freddy. It was kind of like somebody else taking over for him. So I was okay with it. So,
but they still had that retro feel.
Right.
It was just retro, but modern.
Modern retro.
Yes.
Thingy-majiggy. And speaking of majiggy, I think it was like a black dude that was Freddy. So we kind of had that like urban DMX like Eve.
I'm going to get you.
Right. Like picture DMX burnt to shit.
Yeah.
That's what the dude reminded me of.
So Seal, but with DMX's voice. Got it.
Oh, yeah. He went there. Yeah, actually, but and there was I gotta find it because it was really, really, really good. And then I'm like, wow, like when's this coming out? What is it? So yep. I'm reading like the paragraph that they write under it. This is strictly a trailer. We hope that one day somebody in Hollywood sees the trailer, picks it up, and we can start process on making a movie. So
why not just God make the fucking movie and then try to sell it?
Like I don't understand.
I was just
because they're lazy millennials,
right?
And they think everything needs to be fucking handed to them. Let me make three minutes of awesomeness, and then somebody else is gonna come in,
right?
Give me money for it, and then finish it.
Let me start a project and not finish it.
I was so
expect to get paid for it.
Fucking angry.
Yeah.
I really hope that somebody in Hollywood does see it. Steals it and these little bitches get nothing.
That's
for
what
it.
They actually really should do.
Like, that's what I really hope.
Why wouldn't a movie company do that? Like, anybody could replicate somebody else's style of production.
Yeah, it was. That's what it was. It was a style. It was. It was a modern retro. I like that term, modern retro. That's what it was.
Yeah. Kind of like Stranger Things.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Is it good?
I enjoy it.
I'm watching Making a Murderer for the fourth time.
I think you're not going to like it.
I don't think so either.
Just because of the way people hype it up.
They Josie's it.
Yeah, and it was way too much of that. So you're definitely not going to like it.
Like, unless the main character dies at the end of the first season.
You're not going to like it.
Like, horribly.
You're not going to like it.
No. Like, nope. What's that other show where the guy died from a... From a slow cooker.
Slow cooker.
It's that fruitcake show.
This Is Us.
Yeah, you watch it, right?
No.
No?
I did. I watched a couple episodes and I stopped watching it.
Did you cry?
No, I just...
You're the guy that told me you cried at the end of Toy Story.
Yeah.
So I'm watching Toy Story.
There's another movie that I cried on.
Oh, my God, and me.
It was an older, slightly older, not that old, movie called Frequency.
Wait, where the douchebag hears his dad on the radio?
Yeah.
At what point did you cry at? Where the batteries died?
And the 86 Mets? Yeah, and he comes back with a shotgun and fucking shoots the guy. And it was very touching. It was a dad and son bonding. And it was like, oh, man.
You need a shrink.
Yeah.
You need to go talk to somebody.
This is my therapy right here.
This is your therapy?
I'm lending it out.
Does that make me your therapist?
Yeah, sure.
Can I write you a prescription?
Yeah, please.
All right. Prescription number one, diet pills.
Lose some weight, you fat fuck.
Yeah. What are you taking a picture of? Your beer? You putting it on your social...
No, I'm reading. I already did that.
Okay.
I already took... I'm already drinking beer. I want to get another beer, actually.
So we'll get a beer.
Oh, all right, I'll be right back.
You think I can't sit here and talk to myself?
Yeah, you can.
I can. It's like the only bad thing about me talking to myself is that the people out in TV land can't hear the voices that are inside my head answering me. But it's fine. Don't worry about it. We'll be okay.
If you're not tuned in to The Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Hey guys, it's the Stallion, and when I'm contemplating suicide, I throw on The Shining Wizards because nothing makes me feel better than knowing I'm not one of these four grown adults, virgin fucking marks, discussing a fake wrestling product.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's The Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at Inconclusive Pod or Facebook.com/Inconclusive Breakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareen, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this special report. Good evening, my fellow Americans. This past week, the Jersey Wrecking Crew was informed by the Shining Wizards and B-Plus Player Radio Network that they're drawing a line of standards and practices as it relates to the content on the High Spot podcast. In the future, we need to be more careful of what we do and don't do. Again, Jeff Martin and the Trendsetter get in trouble every time we do something gratuitously. Therefore, the following are the standards and practices that the Jersey Wrecking Crew promises to adhere to.
For the duration of the podcast, we will only use the words ass, damn, hell, and bitch. We will never, however, use the words sh, fuck, god, jesus, and fuck, or any other sexual or racial slurs. Now, as it pertains to video, we promise there will be less references.
Oh, sh.
Hey, watch your fucking mouth, Jeff.
Well, fuck me.
God, fuck. Anyways, you'll have less references to my enormous genitalia and Jeff's extremely small microscopic one.
Hey. And on a final note, even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
Because we're up all night.
Too sweet. No. It's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B-Plus Player Radio Network.
So, like the Shining Wizards, I'm going to go to Studio A and I'm going to burn that bitch to the ground. They talk a lot of shit. I don't know if they... No, they definitely know I listen because, you know, I'm like one of six people that pop up. But no, they think that I talk about a certain female too much. And they think that Casey, that I was trying not to say it. They think I talk about Casey too much. And they think that like I curse too much. Or they think, I don't know what the fuck these guys doing. But What's with the beeping?
My bad.
What's with that? Are we done?
I kind of put us on the timer. It's a half hour.
You put us on the timer?
It's a half hour. Go ahead.
All right. But yeah, fuck them. Fuck Studio A. Fuck Studio B. I'm going to burn both of them to the ground, but not after I appear as a guest again. Do you want to come? Do you want to be a guest too? No? All right. So yeah, I thought that they were in like Piscataway, which is by Rutgers. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll go down to Rutgers. And I get lost in my own neighborhood. So when they say Piscataway, no, when they really meant Paramus. And that is a hell of a bigger, much bigger hike than Piscataway. And then on my way home, even with navigation, somehow I still fucked that up. I wound up in the sticks somewhere. It looked like Jason was going to come out of the cornfields and just machete me. But lucky for me, I made friends with Freddy, so he took him out before he got to me. But yeah, they are out there, like by the Meadowlands, I think. You know, they don't have really good jobs. They're not really high-class people. Like, they live in the hood, but, you know, what can you... Kevin's an alcoholic comedian. Like, you don't make a lot doing it, but... Yeah, he actually has to Uber every time they go to the studio because he, you know, he's a lightweight and he just gets drunk all the time. I guess that makes him responsible. That does make him responsible.
Smart.
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
I'm back.
You left?
Oh, no. Yeah, actually, yeah, you just rambled on. Oh, this smells good.
What? Is somebody at your door? What the frig was that?
No, that was the heat.
That was the heat?
Yeah.
It sounded like somebody was trying to break in here.
No, that's good.
Holy shit. What kind of Fanuc beer are you drinking over there, Fruitcake?
I think we're on a podcast when I... No. No, I went up to Massachusetts.
When did you go to Massachusetts? Is this why we haven't recorded?
I didn't tell you.
No.
I went last week, last Tuesday, during spring break.
Went on a Tuesday to Massachusetts?
Tuesday, and I got back Wednesday.
Did you go to Boston or just...
I went to Boston. But first, we stopped at this place, Trillium.
Who's we?
Me and Ben Ostner.
Oh.
You
and Big Ben.
So we went to Trillium Brewery. Place is pretty fucking cool. Got there nice and early. Nobody really there on a Tuesday.
Well.
Except other alcoholics. Mm. About like six of them.
And what time in the day was this?
12:30.
And what time of the day were you both hammered at?
12:45. No, they had a lot of good beer there. Trillium. Awesome stuff. Bought about like a case and a half over there. I bought a lot of beer there.
Did you buy a case and a half because you drank the other half waiting online?
No. Just because we were going to another brewery. Mm. I'm going to buy even more beer
there.
More
beer.
So after that, we went to... I got an apartment in like an Airbnb.
Were they there?
In Boston. Who?
The people that live there?
No.
That's a thing, though.
Airbnb?
Yeah.
Were they there?
I think so.
I met up with the guy. Gave me the keys. Like, here's the room.
I think sometimes they're there. Oh. I've never done it. I don't think I would ever do it. It freaks me out.
Place was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I don't know.
And what do you call it? Fenway Park was two blocks away.
Is it legit, though? Like
legit. Place was clean. It honestly was more like a hotel than anything.
I don't know.
The one bedroom had two beds in it. Then there's a second bedroom with the queen. This place could have fucking slept like five, maybe seven people.
What'd it run you?
300.
Each?
No.
Total.
Total.
One night.
Mm.
I don't know.
Split that between five guys or five people?
Dude, there was two of you.
Yeah. I'm fucking living at home. So, then we got to the place, and then we went to Fenway. We did a tour.
A Fenway?
Yeah.
Did a
Fenway Park tour.
What did you see?
We went up on top of the Green Monster. We went into the media booths. Which is cool. They don't bring you down to the field, though.
Did you go in the locker rooms and shit?
No. They don't bring you to the clubhouse. So they don't bring you to the field or the dugout.
You took a tour of basically anything you could see if you bought a ticket.
The media box, you can't. Media box is pretty fucking cool.
Is it cool to everybody or cool because you like all this fucking audio equipment around?
Cool to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the view that they have is incredible up there. And, the press boxes. And then you just go around the stadium, see memorabilia. It's cool. Cool place. Wrigley Field tour was better because they brought you to the field. You saw the dugouts. Then the bleachers, like all that shit was cool. Good trip. Really good trip. And then after that, went to a couple bars.
Run into any assholes?
No.
Did anybody actually talk with the accent?
No, one person.
Right? It's fucking... I don't think it's real.
It is.
I don't get it.
I think we're in the wrong parts at that point. It's like all college students over there.
I think it's like people don't actually talk like that anymore. So, like, when they see an outsider, they have to put on the act. I don't know.
I think once you go, like, South Boston, that's, like, where the rough part is. You got all the gawks, I guess.
Oh, it's like a South thing.
It's like if you go to the Bronx, you know, certain parts of Brooklyn.
That's because all the hipsters moved in there.
Yeah. Or Staten Island. If you go to Staten Island.
Fucking hate them.
There you go.
Everything they do is fake. You see that new fucking show on the thing with the shark
MSNBC?
Oh, my God. Staten Island Hustle. What's it about? It's about a bunch of dumb guineas that are trying to rip people off.
Yeah.
They don't think of shit. They find somebody else with an idea and then try to rip them off. That's what the whole fucking show is.
It's so dumb.
It's fucking retarded.
But that's what Staten Island is, though.
Oh, my God. I hate them.
But that's
them.
Like real life. So, and then, we didn't run into anybody from Boston, and then we went to one other brewery.
If Jump Kim Il was to drop a bomb, and you had to make a choice, would you pick Staten Island?
Nope.
Or Philadelphia?
Philadelphia.
Okay, let me add to the pot here.
I have family in Staten Island.
I do, too.
On second thought, that would be a lot less party.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah,
you've made omelets.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you do to make an omelet?
Heat up the pan.
Nope. Oh, I heat the pan. What's the first thing you do with the food?
Crack the egg open.
That's right.
Yeah.
Can't make an omelet without cracking some eggs. It's all the sacrifice. It's all for the good of the omelet. That baby chicken didn't want to have to be your omelet, but somebody had to make the sacrifice. So here's what
we're
I'm proposing.
About Philadelphia, though.
Here's why I'm sweetening the pot.
Go ahead.
After, you know, it's good and buried.
I think I know where you're going with this.
We're building.
Yes.
Just a 500 lane highway, just open road.
We're asphalting the shit out of the fucking island.
It'll just connect Jersey to real New York. We won't have stupid Staten Island traffic. We won't have stupid Staten Island smog. We won't have stupid Staten Island crime. It'll still be there. It lingers for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Even if you pave it.
We're paving right
pave
over,
that over
everything. We don't even have to bury anybody. We can call it the Staten Island Memorial Highway, and you can all visit your dead relatives when you're breezing at an 85-mile-an-hour road with nothing in front of you. All of a sudden, from Jersey to New York, it's a half-hour, 45-minute drive. Open road. Hey, we got to leave. There's going to be traffic. Not anymore. Thanks, John Camille. We're good to go. Philadelphia, you made it out again. But that's my proposal.
For now.
You're next. Bill Goldberg went into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I saw that. Nobody seemed to be that excited.
I can give two shits about Bill Goldberg. He didn't do anything.
I liked him when growing up. He was...
Man, what was your favorite Bill Goldberg match?
Motherfucker, I don't know. One against Undertaker.
Never happened.
Never?
No.
The one against Bautista.
Uh-uh.
He definitely fucking... Come on.
I think you're just throwing darts and hoping you hit something.
Seriously?
On that one.
He never played Bautista. He never fought Bautista.
Did he ever wrestle Bautista?
That was a good one, though. Please tell me that was a good one.
It's...
Otherwise, I would say Triple H.
He did wrestle Triple H.
Yeah, it's me throwing darts at a board.
Triple H beat him, though.
But I feel like he did face Bautista.
Really? When?
Fucking 2001.
Goldberg versus Bautista. Hey, he does some shit. 2003. on November 10th, Monday Night Raw.
It's 2 years old.
You can catch it on the WWE Network for just $9.99. But yeah, fuck him. Don't care. Double J went in. Some little black kid named Double J went in. A lot of J's.
Oh.
What?
You know what? The match I want to talk to you about, because I didn't watch it.
Lesnar?
No.
Reigns?
Was it the Reigns? No, the tag team match where the guy got to select his opponent.
Oh, where Braun Strowman...
Braun Strowman.
He chose the kid?
Yes.
You saw that?
No, I heard about it.
Oh, yeah. He chose a 10-year-old boy named Nicholas.
That's great.
The
refs, there was a refs.
And I'll tell you, yeah, it was referee Cone's kid. And I'll tell you the only reason why I 100% knew it was the fix was in. And it wasn't just a random kid. 100% sure. And it wasn't just because I truly believe that everything you see on WWE television is planned. If you see it,
right.
McMahon knew about it.
Right.
Like, one in a million, somebody will go off the rails, but they're not following him into the crowd. They're not picking a random kid.
Right.
There are lawsuits.
Like, that's produced.
Fuck that.
That is through production.
But that's not my reasoning. My reasoning is, did you see the kid?
No.
Pull the kid up. The rest of the people, they'll see him. There is no chance in hell anybody could have confidently called this kid a boy. Like, he had long hair. He's young. He could have been a tomboy girl. There was no shot. His name was Nicholas, if you're looking for it.
I'm sorry. I was just responding to a text message.
Oh, wow. Welcome to the fucking show. God.
Nicholas,
all right?
WWE.
Yeah, former tag team champion Nicholas. They gave up
Nicholas,
the belts.
Theodore?
I don't know. No, Cone, I think.
Nicholas, there it is.
So do you see the kid?
Yes.
Okay, no shot in hell. Anybody can randomly just pick him out of a crowd. What's your name, young man? You are, especially in today's millennial bitching.
Yeah.
You're like,
how dare you?
Right? I'd be like, oh.
Assume my gender.
I'd be like, what's your name, kid? And then if he said, like, Pat or something, you'd be fucked because you have no. But he 100% knew
that
it was a little boy. And that is my reasoning for them knowing that kid was going on. Now, a source.
You're absolutely right. Actually.
What?
He or she.
It's
looks
a he.
Like,
it's Nicholas.
Almost looks like 11.
Who's 11?
Oh, damn it. You don't watch Stranger Things.
No. I know who 7 is.
No.
Hmm?
11.
7 was the Bundy's extra kid in Married with Children.
Oh, that's right.
I remember. But 7 looked like a boy. So that's my reasoning. And then I have an unnamed source that told me it was half staged. So he went to that little section where all of the
family members'
kids were.
That makes sense.
So I guess the kids knew that somebody was going to get picked. They just didn't know. They were all ready for it.
Pretty much a lottery.
Yeah, a little 10 kid lottery type of.
Yeah, but right. like of people that worked there.
Right. So it wasn't, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so.
So it was a semi fix.
Yeah, I mean.
But still fixed.
Well, did you like it? Was it cool?
I didn't watch a match.
But I mean, like, the whole idea.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I thought it was stupid. I hated it.
Dumb?
Yeah, dumb. Dumb.
Because he didn't trust anybody.
Is that my problem?
No, he didn't trust anybody to be his partner.
Oh, yeah, it's stupid. Yeah. You know what? I Josie's'd it. I wanted Hulk Hogan.
Ah.
Yeah, I wanted Big Show. I wanted...
You got it in your own head.
And then it was fucking...
A fucking kid.
I don't know if it was Nicholas or Nicole or whoever the fuck, but...
Right.
It's funny now. Nicholas is going to have a way better in-ring career than 85% of the independent wrestling scene right now.
That's sad.
It's true, though. It's so true.
Good job, Nicholas. You've made it. Tag team WWE champion.
That's right.
Of the world.
Of the universe. It's Raw.
Not of Rochester.
Not of Rochester. Or of Rochester. Orlando.
I don't know. All these fucking small market wrestling places.
Why Rochester?
I'm just fucking, that was out of the hat.
How did Rochester come under your hat? Why is it even in your hat?
I don't know.
Fucking get a new hat.
Maybe I stop drinking.
You've had one and a half, but it's the hipster beer, so it's.
Yeah, this is, I don't even know. 8.4.
What is the Miller Lite?
2.
Shit.
Oh, by the way, that's in my new calculation of how drunk I got.
You have a calculation?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you become...
I figure out how many Miller Lights I've drank. When I have a big beer night of IPAs, of these big fancy beers...
God.
So far, the most Miller Lights alcohol percentage...
Oh, you make my head hurt.
...has been 24.
That's not even...
I technically had 24 Miller Lights.
When was this?
Oh, man. Was that the Italian card night? No, I was at Ben's and we drank a whole ton of beer.
So are you two officially a couple or?
Go fuck yourself. It's my buddy. It's my best friend.
Who drove down to Massachusetts?
Me.
So he was the one giving.
Going and coming.
Got it. No, well, you were driving and then he, yeah.
Go fuck yourself. It's my buddy.
Did you pass through Connecticut?
We did.
Did you see the building?
No.
Why?
What building?
The WWE building.
No.
Big fucking W on it.
I didn't fucking realize.
Yeah, Connecticut. You see right off the highway.
Oh, by the way.
Oh.
Speaking of Connecticut.
What?
Do you know that it's legal?
Oh, God.
Look it up. Google it.
You didn't tell me what it is.
Did you know that it's illegal?
No.
To be a passenger and drink?
In Connecticut?
In Connecticut. That's a fact.
It's...
Look it up.
Wait, no, that's legal in Jersey, too.
Wrong. It is not. You cannot have any open containers in New Jersey or New York. Connecticut, and you can't in Massachusetts either.
Are you sure?
Look it up. Google it. Yes. You can't have any open alcohol beverages in your car in most states.
Hey, Siri. Can I drink alcohol in the passenger seat of a car?
Okay. I found something on the web for can I drink alcohol in the passenger seat of a car.
Afraid? Take a look. Don't take a look. Why don't you just fucking bring me there, you dumb bitch? You know fucking Alexa would have found this shit for me. You dumb whore. Open container laws.
I'm telling you.
The driver may be exceptions. Here we go. I like exceptions. And we are not an exception. Passenger... Can a passenger drink alcohol in an automobile? The absence of laws banning open containers. As long as there are no local ordinances banning open containers in vehicles, passengers in state without such laws can in fact drink alcohol in a moving vehicle. In the South. You can do all the shit in the South. And evidently Connecticut.
Yeah.
Wow. So what you're saying is,
yep,
we've committed a lot more crimes than
just a couple times.
Oh, here we go.
On the same trip.
Most states have laws. We're being educational now.
Yeah, we're teaching our fans. Right,
I can
now
only imagine a lot of them are alcoholics.
I hope so.
They probably hate their lives. So alcohol helps.
That's why they came here to have a drink with Gino.
Oh shit. Yeah, that makes sense.
Holy shit. All
right. I feel like we should once a week do some sort of alcohol education segment.
Well, this is ours today.
Welcome to Alcohol Education with John and Gino.
Right. We'll get into open containers in what states.
Yeah.
Even if you're walking out in public, does it have to be a brown bag? Or can you even have a brown bag?
Depends if you're homeless or not.
That'll be next week.
Most states have laws prohibiting the presence of open cans, bottles, or other unsealed containers of alcoholic beverages, even if empty. So you can't hurry up and finish it and toss it in the back seat. This goes for the sidewalks, streets, and inside the vehicles. By default, a passenger drinking an alcoholic beverage also in possession of an open container. I didn't read that right. Some states allow unsealed containers of alcohol in secure locations only, such as a locked glove compartment or a trunk.
Okay.
So you basically have to treat a beer like a gun. Like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Jersey's not an exception. All right, folks. So the good news is our listeners in Missouri, Arkansas, Mississippi, West Virginia, Virginia, Delaware, and Connecticut. I salute. Get drunk.
There you go. Only the passengers.
Also, Alaska, Louisiana, and Tennessee. Three states have open container laws. Oh, I'm sorry. This is funny. Alaska, Louisiana, and Tennessee have the laws. They just don't comply with them.
What the fuck does that mean?
It means that.
Do whatever the fuck you want to do.
We don't give a fuck.
Fucking great.
That was pretty, pretty cool.
And now you know. That was very, very educational. I felt like that was a good little tidbit.
I kind of want to end on that high note.
So anybody from Jersey, New York, taking a ride up to Massachusetts or Niagara Falls, just know that when you're in Connecticut, that you could, as a passenger,
but
crack one open.
But
cheers.
Before you get to that border, get all those empty cans out of the back seat.
Right. That's a good point.
Get them out.
Get them the fuck out.
So not for nothing. If I go...
What if you have a truck, like an SUV? Can you throw them all the way in the back?
It's not secure.
That's your trunk.
It's not secure.
Oh, not secure.
You got to put it in the wheel well.
What if you got like the thingy that like pulls over and covers your back like a trunk?
The thingy that pulls over?
Yeah, you know the fucking...
The trunk foreskin?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
Trunk foreskin, yeah.
Nope. If you or a loved one is arrested for driving under the influence or just sipping a drink while riding shotgun, it's usually a good idea to call a lawyer.
Where is this?
While DUI cases are typically quite straightforward, an attorney can help determine whether police followed proper procedure and make sure you get the best possible outcome. Have a DUI attorney review your case today at absolutely no charge. I'm pretty sure I'm reading a fucking commercial.
I'm sold.
So basically, what I read there is, look, we know OJ did it, but the police fucked up while they were collecting evidence.
Right.
I know you were drinking and driving, and you were drunk off your ass.
They can't prove it.
Did the police follow proper procedure? Because if they didn't, I, as their lawyer, Mr. Vincent LaGuardia Gambini, will find out, and I will get you off and committing crimes. That's good, sir.
Wow, we just plugged one right there, huh?
Yep. So call the law offices of Vincent LaGuardia Gambini at 1-800-555-666.
So as a passenger, drink all you want.
No.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. And if you get arrested, put your chin out, puff your chest out, and do the strut like a G.
Sold.
That's all you got to do.
Yes.
I got nothing else I want to talk about.
I'm good. Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah.
You do have some more.
Yeah.
What's that?
We're assholes. The Mets are 10-1.
Oh my God.
10-1. Do you know? And like, Kurt Hawkins put out a tweet yesterday, and he's like, "Can't believe 10-1." And I'm like, I'm really trying super hard not to get excited about this team, but it's hard. But like, I don't want to get excited because it's like. It's like being like an abuse victim.
Let me try to bring you back, or let me try to push you to the edge, and push you further to like maybe I should commit suicide with this team.
I would never commit suicide. Homicide is definitely my thing.
Isn't this kind of familiar with this team?
But this is the best start in the history.
In Met history.
Met history.
Right. In 2015, we had a fucking pretty fucking awesome start, too.
Not this good a start, though.
Not this good. But it's only 11 games. It's so early. I'll say my likes,
bro,
but I'm not super excited.
161-1.
It's not fucking good enough for me. It's really not.
It's not good enough for you.
No. No, I'm still fucking... I still get aggravated with these guys.
So what could... at 10-1, what could they be doing better, fuckhead?
Nothing.
Okay, so what do you mean it's not good enough for
Continue
you?
Continue what you're fucking doing. Don't get hurt.
So you're
Stay
mad
on the goddamn fucking field.
So you, there's they. They're,
That's
they're,
number
they're,
one.
They're there.
But the but. Thing that I like, what I really get excited about, is that Callaway, like the way you see the managers working with the pitchers, talking with the pitchers.
Well,
like
he's a former pitching coach.
Yeah, and he's a former pitcher. From what I heard, too.
Yes, it wasn't very... Those who can't coach. I was coach for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. But still, they know. But, like, what gets me excited, like, I don't know, when you watch the games and they like, shoot over to the dugout, especially to the pitchers, you see, like, the coach talk to them, and you see them, like, responding back to the coaching. You never saw that with Terry. Never saw that with Bobby V. Like, you didn't see... We never really saw that.
No.
You didn't. Like, the way like they're interacting with the pitchers, pitchers were always by themselves, usually.
Yeah. What about Gangsta?
Nah, dude. He fucking let them, he never talked to them, dude.
What was Gangsta's name?
Manuel.
Yeah, that's Gangsta.
Yeah, nah, he was Gangsta.
That's Gangsta.
But I do like seeing that. I like the bullpen a lot. I like Gisellman. I like Lugo in a bullpen, but they might become starters because...
Wheeler pitched a gem yesterday, son. A gem.
Easy there, buddy.
Gem.
It was one game.
Gem.
One game.
Gem.
But he saw where he slipped up, and he made his correction.
That's right.
Yesterday.
That's right.
Adrian Gonzalez.
That's what I was going to ask you next. How do you feel?
It's so early, dude.
He's doing, if he does zero for the rest of the season, he's already done more than I expected him to.
He already got paid. That's it. Whatever. He got paid, and that's this. That was it.
He's happy.
He's good.
He's good.
Like, he made his money's worth.
Yeah, play some.
All right, good job.
Play some reggaeton.
Anything after this, holy shit,
butter.
That's a fucking bonus.
How do we feel about salt and pepper? The whole salt and pepper shaker thing.
I like it.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
I like it better than thumbs down.
You know what's going to happen, though, right? Those douchebag 7-line pieces of shit.
Yeah, they're all gonna be.
I hope they live in Staten Island when I build
I was at work
highway
and like I was at work and there's like a window that like goes across my office, like this big window. So I see the fucking people walking all the way through. There's one guy. He's a big Met fan. And he knows I'm a Met fan, and he was walking by. He's going like that with this.
You better be careful with those hand motions where you work.
That's a good point.
I'm just saying, somebody might.
I'm going to tell him next time I see him. That's funny.
Shit.
Paul over there.
Tell him, make sure he yells out like salt and pepper.
Salt
and
pepper.
Salt and pepper. We're just fat kids.
That's all. Big black cocks.
That's it.
BBC.
Is that what that? Oh, Jesus. Train of thought's gone. Oh, train. 7-line. That worked out.
Yeah.
Hate them. So if they start making it their thing, I'm not going to be able to do it anymore.
I don't think they will.
If they adopt it and they all start doing it and like he makes a shirt out of it.
He's
and
definitely
they,
making a shirt out of it.
I fucking hate him.
Like an LED shirt where it like the... Like a two-motion shirt.
That one time we went to the game, I was all happy. We were just standing in the outfield, and it was like, this is cool. We'll just stand here at this table. We'll have some drinks. We'll just enjoy the game. And I think you tapped me, and I looked up, and it was them, and they were all in that section in front of us, and we had to move.
Yeah.
Had to move.
People love them.
I don't... People fucking love them. People are followers. You're not my leader.
I feel like it's such a millennial thing.
Like, I hope to one day that he just hands out orange Kool-Aid and they're gone.
I don't even know who he is.
I don't know his name.
I'm proud of that.
I don't know his name. I call him 7-line douchebag.
That's a good name.
We got to start the Met Militia.
How did your father feel about that?
He probably hates him. He probably doesn't even know he's there. Yeah. He probably has no clue.
He's probably
like, why are all those idiots sitting?
Oh, that's cool. Who's that out there?
Has he lifted his ban on New York yet? I don't even know.
Yes, he has. That was Shea Stadium he had his ban on.
And there's Giuliani. As long as Giuliani's in
shit.
Off. What's up?
We got to stop.
Thank you for joining us. This has been the most entertaining, educational Drink with Gino I'd ever...
Yes.
The fucking line.
You're only
as good as your last envelope. So, one, two.
Should I say it sometime? No, I should never say it.
I think we don't. We have Grace doing it now.
No,
Grace today.
No, no Grace. I don't feel like doing that much work.
Yeah, right. You're right. This has been the least effort podcast.
By the way, I'm gonna go on and say that this is probably gonna be the least viewed podcast.
No.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to start doing.
I say that because we had no guests on here, so nobody's gonna be like, fuck it, I don't want to.
I'll tag somebody famous and we'll pretend like they came on.
Who did we talk about?
You mentioned
CPA real quick.
That's what I'll do. I'll be CPA is not on this podcast. We'll list all the people who aren't on, so we're not even false advertising. All right, next time we'll have somebody on. We'll have all the bells and whistles and a salute. But what I want, I'm not gonna swear. So I always wonder why we don't have Twitter followers and all that bullshit. I never put the fucking thing out there. Right. So you can follow me at Gino, _Gatz on the Twitters. And then you can also follow A Drink with Gino on the Twitters. I want you to interact with me. Tell me what you like, what you don't like. Call me an asshole. I'll call you an asshole. I'll have a great time about it. We'll do some start interacting types of things. We'll interact. Do I have a question for them? Should I ask them something? What did you miss in this show that we normally do? Or what are you happy we didn't do because you fucking hate it?
Maybe you could put a poll out there. About the Conor McGregor. Was it a work or was it legit?
We put a poll out for who the next guest was going to be. I don't think we've done a show since. I think Tommy Salami won it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, what's your poll? McGregor, work?
Conor McGregor. Work? Was that a work?
Or
was it legit?
What's the word for legit?
Cap.
No.
Point.
Mm-mm.
Bang.
Pew, pew.
Shoot.
Day. Was it a work or was it
a shoot?
There you go.
Bang.
God bless America. You were only as... Oh, that's what it is. Whoa. My bad. Last thing, I swear. I had new Sammy Strong bracelets made. They are super good quality.
They're really cool.
They actually even fit on John's fat wrist.
They do.
I have them in blue and orange and white, green and black, and yellow and purple.
Representing. Support.
I'll put a tweet out when I'll let you guys buy them, and then we'll give her the dough. That's it. That's all I got. You got anything?
I got nada.
All right. Well, you're only as good as your last envelope, and this envelope's empty. So let's keep that hustle going, baby.
So deep, and every single night I get cold, like I can't feel my hands or my toes, and no one told me which way to go. I know, but I'm still here, so why don't you pour me another one, Kyle? Down.
pretty angels and no bright lights. All I saw was the devil's soul. It looked a hell of a lot like my own.